Ninth station, Jesus commissions the disciples. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in him shall never die. Hallelujah. A reading from the Gospel according to John, chapter 20, verses 21 to 23. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." When I was leading the team at Ashburnham Place, we would often have those times of goodbye as staff or volunteers left us to go to different places. We would pray and commission them, praying that they would continue to be disciples of Jesus in the places God was sending them, amongst the people they would go to. For some, their next steps were very clear. For others, there was a sense of mystery, of the unknown. And as we would gather together, surround them, lay hands on them, as we would pray and as we would send, we would sometimes use the words of Joshua 1. "I command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." The disciples gathering in the upper room were uncertain. Jesus was present. He was speaking words of peace. And whenever Jesus speaks, whether it's "do not fear" or "peace be with you," these are never empty words. There's an authority, a confidence. When Jesus brings shalom, peace, we know he really does bring his peace. And Jesus comes to commission the disciples, "as the Father has sent me." In Philippians 2, we're reminded how Jesus is sent. Though in the form of God, he did not regard equality with God something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself, became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Jesus is sent from heaven to earth. Jesus empties himself. He lives in humility and in obedience. The one who leaves the throne of heaven to come to earth. And in his encounter with Nicodemus in John chapter 3, we read that God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. So Jesus is sent in love. Jesus is sent in humility. Jesus is sent willingly. Jesus is sent that the world might be saved. And the Jesus who is sent then sends his disciples. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus had prayed, "As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world." A number of times in his resurrection appearances, Jesus will commission the disciples individually, John by the lakeside, and together on the Mount of Olives. Jesus will say in Matthew 28, "Go and make disciples." In Acts 1, "Be my disciples in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the world." And as Jesus commissions the disciples, like Isaiah, they respond in obedience, but with no idea what is to come. "Here I am, send me." And all of us, as we respond to Jesus in obedience, have no idea what being sent will mean. Here I am, send me. But when Jesus commissions the disciples, when Jesus commissions and sends us, we know there is a sense of affirmation, of not being alone, of being equipped and protected by the presence of the Holy Spirit. Jesus sends the disciples collectively gathered in the upper room. Each of them receives that sense of commission. And at the end of each communion service, we hear those words, "Go in peace to love and to serve the Lord." We respond, "In the name of Christ, Amen." And as God's people, we are sent together. But as we're sent together, we go individually to the places where God has put us, using the gifts, the talents that God has given us, always seeking to love God with all our being, always seeking to love our neighbours as ourselves, always seeking to be his witnesses in the places that he has put us. And as the disciples are commissioned and sent, so we too are invited to respond to the one who sends. And even in this season where our sending may feel limited, for some of us isolated, for some amongst our neighbours, for some in family groups, for some still serving in the workplace, be that hospital or care home or place of work which continues to serve in this season of crisis, Jesus sends us, commissions us to use those gifts, those talents, and to do it in a place where he says to us, as he says to Joshua, "Do not fear. Be obedient. Know my purpose. Know my plan. Don't be frightened. Don't be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Let us pray. We praise you and we bless you, our risen Lord Jesus, King of glory. For as you were sent by the Father, so you send us. Equip your church with the gifts to fulfill our calling, that we may love as you loved, serve as you served, and willingly follow wherever you lead. To you, Lord Jesus, gifting your people, be honour and glory now and forever. Amen. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory.
Thank you to the Archdeacon Andrew Wooding Jones for recording that, the ninth station of the Resurrection for us. The tenth station is available from Wednesday, the 6th of May, at 9 a.m. when Jean James will be helping us to think about Jesus breathing the Spirit in the upper room from John chapter 20. Don't forget our other phone line, 01634 540 650, which has a recorded talk of the week. God bless you. Have a great day. Bye now.